Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I love that part of that song. Right here, this part right here. Here it comes, this part two. That's Jump. That's Van Halen. What a rock and roll song that is. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Don't you love that part of the song? That's a great song anyway. All right, let's get back to business. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Did I say who I am? You know who I am. But you know, and you know Chris Muscovites, he's our guest. But you also know that I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Chris, thanks again for being here. We're talking about cybersecurity, cyber challenges that we all have. Chris wrote the book on the topic, cybersecurity program development for business. That's you. So that means you need this book. Hey, Chris, what happened to the U.S. power grid when we had a cyber attack not too long ago, right?
Well, we have actually hundreds of them every single day, but we had a real big issue on March 5th. The Department of Energy released that report in April. It was the Western United States was created several blind spots for about 10 hours. And that was a real issue. The hackers went through some firewalls, and they were able to create some serious blind spots for about 10 hours on March 5th. Huh. But the grid is under constant attack. All of these infrastructure areas over the country.
Who's attacking the grid? We need to understand something. One of the things we talk about on the show are phishing and spear phishing and sword phishing and halibut phishing, all the different kinds of phishing, and all the Trojans and the worms and all the things that the ransomware and all that stuff that we're subjected to as individuals, as businesses, as small businesses, as partners to big companies, the cyber bad guys, the criminals, the real criminals trying to get through us to our bigger customers. We talk about those things all the time. That's a different group of people than the ones who are attacking our grid, aren't they?
Well, it is. First of all, a lot of nation states are going into actual hackers for hire, and they're using them to do their bidding.
So they're subcontracting it out, right?
That way
they can separate themselves, right? If it's like a proxy, like Iranian terrorist proxies, right?
That's exactly right. And you named one of the countries that's doing this. Russia is another one. China is another one. North Korea is another one. The barrier to entry in hacking and cybersecurity is so low that everybody can get into it. And even if you don't have the resources, you can buy them into the black web.
Is our grid unsafe? Is it exposed? Is it full of holes?
Well, every grid is full of holes. So, yes, we are exposed. Of course, we're taking every possible step to protect it. But you're talking about a grid that's private, and you're talking about a grid that's run by hundreds of companies, some of which are very, very small. So depending on the company that you're looking at, you may be looking at different layers of protection.
Yeah, and the thing is the one thing that my experts like you keep reminding us is we have to get it right 100% of the time. They only have to get it right 1 out of 100 times.
That's right. That's exactly right. We're playing defense, and we have to protect against everything. They are playing offense, and they have all the time in the world to explore a vulnerability and attack through that vulnerability and see what happens. And that's what's going on right now. That's what's been going on for the past few years. They keep exploring and exploiting vulnerabilities to see how they can get in.
This is the new world war, isn't it? And the third world war.
That's right.
It's not only the third world war, folks, and it's not coming. It's underway right now, isn't it, Chris?
Yes, it is, because we don't have any treaties. We don't have any frameworks to protect one another from this. We don't have a NATO for cybersecurity, and we don't have a SALT treaty for cybersecurity.
Why not?
Because we ourselves want to play in the game. We ourselves
are
want
we,
to test
so we're doing
and
the
see
same thing that,
do.
That the bad guys are doing to us?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely, we're doing the same thing.
So this is the equivalent.
We're doing the same thing, and all of our allies are doing the same thing.
This is the equivalent of nuclear proliferation. Chris, this is the equivalent of nuclear proliferation during the Cold War, right?
Very, very much so. But don't forget Stuxnet. Stuxnet was one of the first weaponized viruses.
Remind us about that.
That was an attack against the Iranian nuclear refinement facilities. It attacked the centrifuges that process
uranium. Set them back.
And it set them back quite a bit. And we know that this was a combined effort of the Israeli intelligence and the United States intelligence.
Yeah.
So we are most definitely playing in the game.
So we both. But this comes back to what I was saying earlier. Russia is sitting there holding a card that could shut us down. We're sitting here holding a card that could shut them down. Same thing with China. Same thing with pick another country. But Iran, let's say Iran or North Korea, but especially Iran, those people are crazy. Those mullahs over there, they're crazy. If they're holding one of those cards like we're holding on them, I think they would use it just even no matter what might happen. Whereas Russia and America have this mutually assured destruction thing going on, where we wouldn't be likely to do it. But I think Iran would do it. That's where I think our biggest danger is there. What do you think?
I think that the danger comes from everywhere right now. That the relations with Iran are crazy and they are very, very tense. And you get paranoid people sitting in power across both sides of the Atlantic.
Yeah, folks,
who plays the first round?
This is what
sometimes is use it or lose it, right?
This is what I talked about. This is what I've been talking about. I wrote a book about this. This is where digital leverage, folks, is different. It's new. We've never had this before. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Chris Muscovites after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.